to the Garden Clinic podcast. Hello, I'm Graham Ross. You know, each week we meet plant lovers, horticultural experts, landscape designers, nursery and home garden owners who love to share their inside information, their tips and ideas for you. They're from right around Australia and indeed the world of gardening. Throughout the 1990s, I often filmed for Better Homes and Gardens a landscape that was long considered Australia's best private garden. Kennington Green in Barrel in the New South Wales Southern Highlands. Now, the creator and the owner of that garden was Marilyn Abbott. Well, Marilyn left Australia many years ago to build a beautiful garden called West Green in the countryside of England. Now, we visit it. It's so good. We visit that garden every year with Ross Garden Tours. But in 2014, Marilyn decided to build a magnificent courtyard garden, a very personal effort for Chelsea. I caught up with my friend there and she tells her story of that journey. I'm standing in front of one of the smaller gardens, the courtyard gardens we used to call them. They've got fancy names today, but it really doesn't matter. It is an absolutely gorgeous construction. The designer and the person who has built this garden with a small team of people is very well known to you all listening right across Australia. It's Marilyn Abbott. Yes, Kennington Green in Barrel and Mittagong, Southern Highlands. You remember that beautiful garden? We filmed it so many times. We've spoken to Marilyn on the program for years and years, and then she suddenly disappeared. Came to Britain. Well, let me get her to tell her the story. It's wonderful to meet you and see you again.
Well, I must admit, when I heard you were coming, I was so thrilled to hear from your office. It's great.
When you came over here, and we'll talk about your garden here at Chelsea, you came over and took on an almost impossible garden, Marilyn.
It was a bit of a challenge, to say the least. What had happened, the IRA was looking for Mrs. Thatcher. It was back in the 80s. And the garden that I bought had been rented from the National Trust by Lord Alistair McAlpine. And as many people of you may know, McAlpine and Mrs. Thatcher were great friends. And she used to go and stay there quite regularly. But of course, the IRA didn't realise that Lord McAlpine and the National Trust had parted company, and the place was empty. So they put a big wheelie bin in front of the house filled with, I'm not sure whatever it was, TNT or something. Luckily, a workman who was a caretaker at the building saw that there was a bin where it shouldn't be, and it moved it a few feet away. And about 2 hours later, it was the biggest bomb the IRA ever let off. The house jumped on its foundations and it came back down again. And for about 5 years, the National Trust sat and thought, what are they going to do with it? Eventually, they fixed the foundations, fixed the roof, reglazed, put in new wiring. But the garden was a terminal mess. And they decided that they'd settle the whole thing on. And I was just about ready to retire from the Sydney Opera House. And I thought, this might be a nice new challenge, because Kennington Green was well established and there wasn't any more ground that I could plant. And so I thought, this would be nice to have Kennington Green and come over here and experiment on an English garden. And that was the theory, and that's how it started, and that's how it was for 15 years.
Well, we've been visiting it with Ross Garden Tours. It's called West Green. Listeners, you've got to put it on your list. Come with us next year. We come every year. Sandra's been here. Linda was here last year. Kent's been here. The whole Ross family.
Absolutely.
Love West Green.
Oh, well, it's wonderful to see you. And I must admit, West Green is looking pretty at the moment. One of the most wonderful things happened to us is our tea room. This very nice lady came and said she would like to do the tea room, and she was charming, and I said, how nice. What I didn't realise that her husband is the head chef on the Orient Express, and so when he's not on the train, guess whose kitchen? In the kitchen. So not only have we now got a lovely garden and nice people on our little bullpen shop, but we've got this amazing tea room.
Isn't that spectacular? Look, the way things unfold, it's been beautiful for you.
It has, and of course we've got the opera season, and of course a lot of you will know Yvonne Kenny, our great English, great Australian singer, and Yvonne works with me. She's our artistic advisor, and some of you may remember Tim Walker, who was with the Australian Chamber Orchestra. He now is very senior in music here in England. He runs the London Philharmonic Orchestra, and they are very helpful. We've got a Green Theatre at West Green, which we lift in this enormous glass theatre every year and lift it out. It's quite an undertaking, and the Royal Caterers, Mossamans, do our catering. So we're doing well.
Well, you are doing well, but I know as an Aussie, and I've known you, 30 years?
Easily.
You're a tough cookie, so you wouldn't have been an easy pushover.
Oh, I don't know. What do you say to that?
Well, let's have a look at Chelsea 2014. Why did you put this garden together? It's a beautiful garden.
Well, what it is a complete... replica of the bothy in the bothy garden at West Green. In old English terms, the bothy is where the gardener always had his morning tea, ate his sandwiches, smoked his pipe. And basically, it's a tribute to the English gardener, who is the foundation of all our gardeners. And my backstory for this is that the old gardener would have sat there away from the main garden and the lord of the manor. And he would have done what he wanted to do. He would have planted the plants he liked. He would have shaped the topiary as he would have liked it, not as the lord of the manor. But it is the quintessential bothy garden. And it's all our gardening basically does stem from the old English tradition of shaping hedges, planting out beds, nurturing seeds. Our topiaries in the old seed beds. And that's the story. It's a tribute to the history of gardening.
Thank you very much for your time today. It's been a wonderful thrill to catch up with you once again. Thank you for putting this beautiful garden together. Thousands, hundreds of thousands are going past. They're enjoying it, photographing it. I've got photographs on the Garden Clinic Facebook page so they can all have a look at the garden. And from all of us back in Australia, good luck. You've done such a beaut job for gardening.
Thank you very much, and I've loved meeting so many Australians going past. By the way, just before we finish, have you ever seen the statistic of how many Australians and New Zealanders come to Chelsea in comparison to the rest of the world? You know, we're up there waving flags. It's wonderful.
All the very best to you, Marilyn.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Thanks for listening. For more of our podcasts, go to our website, gardenclinic.com.